went to a party. I danced all night. I drank 16 beers and started up.
Okay, and I'm here with a special guest. And we're going to talk about some really important things that apply to everybody and everybody's lives. Unfortunately, I've never done it myself, and that is to break up. Say hello.
Hello.
And I think the thing that I wanted to discuss immediately was the best way to break up. Mm-hmm. And you had told me to sort of lay out a situation.
Yes.
Have you broken up with people before?
Yes.
Okay, you casual, serious, everything, sort of like
a mixture. Anywhere from having just been dating for a few weeks to having been with someone for a couple years.
Okay. I know what I've learned through Sex and the City is that you should not break up via Post-it.
Absolutely not. Not unless you either want to be yelled at by a drunken shrew later on in a club when you see her next.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of an asshole thing to do.
Okay. But, like, when is it acceptable to break up through text message or email? Anytime?
I am guilty of breaking up with people via text message. I will say that. I would say it's acceptable to break up via text message if, A, you just really have completely no regard for that person's feelings or for about what they're going to say about you. So, in other words, if you don't have any common friends where it could get back to kind of haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
The other situation where I broke up via text was we'd been only dating for a few weeks, and I really didn't think that the situation kind of warranted a long, drawn-out, emotional, ridiculous talk.
So, for example, you don't have to use the real-life example you've done, but, like, what would you say in the text message? You might say,
"Sorry, work is getting in the way. This is too much to deal. It was so nice getting to know you. Wish you the best of luck."
And what do they say?
In a couple instances, they tried calling, didn't pick up the call.
Mm-hmm.
They got the idea. I got kind of an irate text back about the maturity level of that text. Or one of them ignored it the first time I broke up with them, and then we ended up going out for dinner the next week. Yeah, he just ignored that I broke up with him, pretended like it didn't happen,
mm-hmm.
and then took me out to dinner and then kind of like cornered me into, okay, so what was the deal with that text? And then the following week I did it again, and I think he just kind of went whatever, and we just went our separate ways.
And then after the breakup, do you de-Facebook them? Like, how does that work?
That's a total girl thing to do. I don't know any guys that would de-Facebook a girl unless they have the emotional baggage that most women have. Women definitely, so here's one or two situations. We want to make a point, and so it's kind of like a passive aggressive, I'm really kicking you out of my life, and that's when we de-Facebook people.
Mm-hmm.
The other instance is if you just, you know, you're going to stalk their page and you don't want to be hurt by what you might see.
Right.
So to protect yourself, you de-Facebook them.
Would you recommend de-Facebooking them in general?
No, because it sucks when you have to go back and ask for them to be friends again, which I have also done.
Oh, you've de-Facebooked,
yes,
and then re-Facebooked.
Yes.
Wow.
That's kind of an awkward email to send.
Okay. I mean, I think what you just said was that the passive-aggressive sort of breakup.
Uh-huh.
I'm finding out that I'm a total passive-aggressive breaker-upper.
Ah. Is that because you don't want the confrontation of why, you know, all the questions that she's going to ask? Or is it just because by that time you just don't care enough?
I think it's the first one, and I'm sort of afraid to hurt somebody face to face. If I could break up via email or text or Post-it, I totally would.
Okay.
I in fact, me and my other friend have talked about forming a breakup team.
Like a singing telegram. Da, 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 da. I am over you.
Like, here's the message, like, it's over.
See, here's how I feel about that. I think it's completely acceptable to break up via email.
Okay.
What women want is to know why. So if you don't want the face-to-face or the questions back that you're ultimately going to have to answer if you're face-to-face, mm-hmm. I think a lot of therapists call it closure.
Right.
We want to know why, and we'd really like you to just lie to us and pretend it's not us, because then we can tell all of our friends that it wasn't us, that you had all this other stuff going. At the end of the day, we know you just weren't into us enough. But I think what pisses girls off so much about the whole post-it or shooting off a text, and yes, I know I mean very hypocritical, is that there's no why. Like, especially if things seem to be going great,
yeah,
and then suddenly it's just cut off. Sending an email, hey, I'm sorry, I'm just super busy, I just don't have time to dedicate towards this relationship. Because then we can pretend to ourselves and make ourselves feel better. It's when you just cut it off cold turkey that hurts.
So you would actually want to be sort of semi-lied to, maybe? Like, for
sure.
Yes. Like, yeah. The guy should just, whoever's doing the breaking up, be it guy or girl, like, they should kind of say, it's not you, it's me, I got busy. Like, give them a good reason that they can't.
Don't make it too cliche, because if you run through the whole, and my girlfriends and I have joked about this on, wouldn't it be funny to, like, meet some D-bag that we end up breaking up with, and we'll just run every line of, it's not you, it's me, I just can't give enough, you're just too good of a person, this just isn't the right time, work is in the way. You know, make something up that's plausible that we could run back to our friends with and have a big old cry about. But deep down, we really know that you just weren't that into us. Because at the end of the day, you could be going off to war. If you really liked us, you'd stay with us.
Wow. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, we get it.
But here's the thing. I've been in situations where those reasons are true. It is about me. It's not about them. It's not because I've lost interest. And it's not because any of those factors. But what you're saying is that underneath it all, I really just don't care enough about them because I want to break up.
Yeah. If you met a girl that was amazing, that was the one that you wanted to spend the time with, you'd find that time.
Okay.
That's right?
True. No comment?
Plead the fifth.
Okay, so when you break up with guys, usually when I've been broken up with, it's definitely like we're both ready for it. It's emotional, but not even that emotional, because we both know. So when you have broken up with guys, have you ever seen them cry? Have you ever had them?
So here's the thing. Most of my, like, I think the breakups that happen within the first couple months, not enough emotion is invested on either side to where there's any kind of recourse of, no, but we need to make this work and da-da-da. Here's what I've learned, because I was recently broken up with, which I very rarely am broken up with.
That bastard.
Yeah, what a jerk. But things were going amazing. Like, literally, we got back from an amazing weekend. He went out of his way to plan things, surprises. You know, we had no fights. 2 days later, he calls me and just shuts it off. And so we had been dating for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
And I was devastated. A, because I usually do the breaking up.
Right.
And B, because it came from nowhere. And so I think at that moment, it was really, really hard because it just came from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So in those instances, usually in the first few weeks, no one's invested enough emotionally. Nobody. So, right. You know, you get broken up with, you're like, all right, well, F you anyways. And like, you smelled funny or whatever, right. You know. Hopefully, you know, the whole you're just like your mother, yeah, you have a small penis, doesn't get thrown out. You know, on occasion it does. but here's what I have learned by talking to guys, because I went to some of my really close guy friends and was like, I don't get it. How do you guys just shut it down? Things were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just shut it down. And what a couple of them have said is men are very good at shutting it down in the first few months, whereas women are very good at shutting it down after that when a man is invested. Really? And in my last breakup, we've been together for almost 2 years. Things were going bad. I was snapping at him all the time because I wasn't happy. You know, he was feeling bad because I was snapping at him. And yet when I sat him down to break up with him, he didn't understand why we couldn't work it out, why we're just in a, you know, rut and we could fix it. And I had thought, you know, don't you want to be with someone who's not snapping at you all the time? Like, I've turned into a shrew. What's the deal? So I think that there is merit in that, that girls can shut it down after a while, and guys can shut it down early in the first few months.
Okay. So, I mean, as a guy, if I feel like shutting it down early, like the first couple weeks, first maybe month or two, should I feel bad for not giving a reason?
I think in the first few weeks, as long as you tell her you don't just stop calling her,
right,
it's fine.
Because you're working under the implied idea that either one of you guys could break up sometime soon.
Not necessarily. I mean, sometimes things are going great and it's just... So my theory, and so a little history, I grew up with mostly guys. I get along better with guys. I kind of have a guy mentality on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I still get butt hurt like a girl about some things, but that's not my fault. It's just hormones. I think it depends. I mean, if you guys start dating and then suddenly you kind of see each other more and more infrequently and you talk less and less, then yeah, it's implied that it's coming. She knows it. You know it. Let's just get it over with. If everything's going great mm-hmm. and you either just freak out because it's going too fast and you really don't want a relationship and yeah. she's not worth it enough, or you just suddenly lose interest because maybe it was mostly physical or it was intriguing because you couldn't have it and then when you got it, you didn't want it.
Right.
Then at least have that conversation, whether it's via text or an email, that, look, sorry, I can't really deal with this right now, but at least she knows, and not just lack of communication, because that's infuriating to us, is the lack of communication. And some women want to talk about their feelings and braid each other's hair and hug each other and cry. I don't need to sit there and hash out my feelings with the guy, but just definitively tell me yes or no.
Do you feel like as the person who breaks up, you owe the breaky a sort of debriefing and explanation?
I think as we get older and more mature, yes. The really? Ones where I just, where we had actually been dating for several months and mm-hmm. I broke up with them via text, that was just me being immature and not knowing how to deal with it.
Okay.
As you get more mature and just kind of out of your respect to people in general,
yeah.
I think that there should be an explanation if, let's put it this way, if you guys have slept together, yeah, you need to put some kind of explanation.
Okay. You've slept together, you should definitely be able to tell them something.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you've been inside her, you might as well give her something to understand.
Okay. So now, I mean, of course breaking up is terrible and you've given us some perspective on especially the female end of things. Let's talk about how to prevent a breakup. Because I also feel like you have quite an expertise in keeping a relationship alive, trying to keep it still romantic, trying to do things. Like, as for me, I have a huge problem sort of sustaining a relationship over a long period of time because I'm just not good at that.
Is it that, well, so here's a couple of factors. First of all, is it that you really like this person and you want to continue being with them? Or have you just lost interest, but you feel like you should still be with them? I mean, are you losing interest emotionally, or are you losing interest physically?
Let's say I'm not losing interest in either, but I just don't really... I'm not a very, for example, romantic person.
Okay.
So, like, what kind of things should I be doing to make them feel like they're wanted? Because my theory, usually, in a relationship is that we're together, I'm with you, we're both choosing to be with each other, you should know that I like you.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So your idea of a romantic Valentine's gift would be like a Home Depot gift card?
Or just a card.
Okay. So, and this is going to be one of those, every woman's different.
Of course.
But the type of woman that I hang out with,
yeah,
there are several things. For instance, and I'm going to speak in the I.
No, please.
And not that I represent all women, but it's better than the royal we,
yeah.
Quote, end quote.
Yeah.
Yes, I just did that with my fingers, too. So I personally, when I am going out to dinner with someone, I will usually get very dressed up. I'll curl my hair. I'll put on makeup. I'll get in a cute outfit. When you see me, do you mentally go, oh, you look nice, and you don't say it? It's just implied, like, oh, she knows she looks nice, so you feel like you don't need to say it?
I don't say it. I should.
Okay. See, if I just spent an hour and a half going through the whole beauty routine and then agonizing over what outfit I haven't worn recently, and it's going to show off my legs and ass to the best. Mm-hmm. I want to hear it. Even if you know that the other people in the restaurant might be looking too, and I'm getting that from other people, I want to hear it from you, the person that I'm with, because you're the reason why I went to this effort. Not that I wouldn't make myself look nice in general, mm-hmm. but if I did this for you, I want
to
hear it.
When's the best time to say that? Right when I see you, like later that night, or if I remember the next day?
So anytime you want to tell her she looks great, go for it. But usually right when you see her is the best time. If for some reason, like, she's on the phone, you're on the phone, extraneous circumstances, when you sit down at dinner, mm-hmm. by the way, I didn't tell you, you look beautiful. You can even say hot or sexy or damn, that looks good.
Yeah.
Any of the above are great.
Okay. What is the best thing to say? Like, is gorgeous taking it over the top?
If she looks gorgeous, let her know she looks gorgeous. If she looks sexy, then let her know she looks sexy. If she looks beautiful, we just like compliments.
Okay.
Yeah. Or else we'll go seek them from someone else. another thing is most women, well, any woman who's worth being with you is with you because she enjoys your time.
Mm-hmm.
And she also is probably going to want the little things. Anyone can go buy a diamond tennis bracelet or, you know, take her shopping and be on your phone for half the time and just buy her stuff. When people pick up on the little things, like if they notice that I chew a certain kind of gum and they notice that I'm running low on it, and so the next time they see me, they give me that pack of gum. Or if they know, you know, when I'm sick, I like a certain type of food, or little things where you've really paid attention to the things that she's been saying. Vice versa,
mm-hmm.
when, you know, she pays attention to the things you do, and maybe she cooks your favorite dinner one night, or she wears, you know, your favorite color of dress, or you've said once before, God, I love that, you know, I love those heels on you or something, and she wears those more often.
Right.
It's the little things that keep a relationship alive. I also don't believe, I see some couples where the woman or the man will drag the other person to an event that they know the other person doesn't like. If my guy likes to watch football and he doesn't like opera, I can take a girlfriend to the opera.
Okay.
If I don't like football, which is a lie, I do love football.
You do.
And he does. You don't need to make me sit through it with all your boys. You've got boys to watch that with. I think one of the biggest things that couples get into is they try to fit in time together, and it's not quality time, it's just time. If we're just both sitting there working separately, that's not quality time. You're in the room, yes, but you might as well be a stranger in Starbucks. I mean, I can do the same things.
This is true.
I think that once a week at minimum, and that's because we, you know, have 2 weekend nights.
Right.
Once a week at minimum, do something that's a little bit of a surprise. Make reservations at a restaurant. Take her on a walk and grab a bottle of wine and a couple glasses. Like, things that literally would take you 5 minutes to think about are the biggest things. For instance, I have a huge for instance for you.
Okay.
One of my surgeons had a 10-year anniversary coming up.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I didn't learn about it on time. And he goes, you know, I think I'm going to go buy her, like, you know, maybe a big diamond or da-da-da.
Yeah.
And I go, how about this? I'm like, you will make her cry. It will win you get-out-of-jail-free tickets for, like, the
Fantastic.
Next 6 months. Yeah. And I said, what about, it's your 10-year anniversary, you know, the whole, like, okay, this is wood, this is silver, this is, I don't know those things. However, 10 years is a long time,
right.
And it's significant.
Right.
So why don't you think of 10 of your firsts, your first date, your first kiss, your first trip together, the first time you guys, you know, made up from a fight, and let's think of 10 gifts that symbolizes those 10 firsts.
Wow.
And so he was thinking, okay, well, you know, our first date was to a French restaurant and da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay, well, maybe get her, like, if she likes to bake, get her a French pastry book, and that would symbolize your first date. First trip, they went to New York, they went to Tiffany's, they, you know, did brunch and saw a show. I'm like, okay, well, get her an inexpensive, right. You know, bracelet, and have it engraved, you know, something about, you know, the first trip or something. And all of these things are very thoughtful gifts. They're small, but I guarantee she'll be crying at present 3. So those kind of things. Even if she just came home and there was a candle lit, a bottle of wine, and a single rose. Not really expensive, not really extravagant. Little things like that keep the romance going. Vice versa. You should come home sometime and she should have made your favorite dinner, candles lit, and she's in heels and lingerie. it's a give and take. And I honestly believe that when women start wearing the I've given up sweats, they cut their hair, and they get fat, the romance is going to go away. As men stop appreciating them and telling them that they look gorgeous and sexy and beautiful and stop doing the little things that show that you're still paying attention and you still respect and don't underappreciate them, that's when the romance goes away.
I actually had a friend who, she owns a pair of very controversial sweatpants.
Ooh.
Because her boyfriends apparently always had a problem with these sweatpants because they would see them so much.
Yes.
And she is working on, like, I guess, sort of wearing those less.
Okay.
And sort of like, yeah, getting more dolled up and that kind of thing. And apparently, yes, it does work.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing does work. And you're very good at this.
Thank you.
You're very good at the thoughtfulness aspect.
I'm very thoughtful. I'm one of those people that's extremely selfish because I really don't care about that many people. I love even fewer people. But the ones I do, I'd go to the end of the world for. I also am realistic enough to know that no matter how attractive I am, if I get lackadaisical on the way I present myself, on what I'm wearing, you know, around the house, about, you know, getting dolled up and that kind of thing, his eye is going to wander. I'm very realistic about that. You know, humans weren't made to be monogamous, I don't believe.
Right.
Also, at the same time, you know, if she's constantly getting dolled up and cute and you don't respond and let her know, she's going to look for it elsewhere.
So I need to respond with better appreciation of the effort.
Let's put it this way. I have always been the hottest. In other words, made sure I stayed super thin and worked out and always got dolled up and did stuff. Mm-hmm. When guys constantly told me how hot I was that I was dating.
Right.
And I think it was because my thought was, if you think I look hot now, wait till you see me, you know, when I work out 10 times as hard or when I, you know, do this. So that constant affirmation of, God, you look so hot or you look beautiful or that kind of thing made me want to continuously seek that approval and continuously please him. When the compliments go down, that's where the I've given up sweats get busted out of the dresser and then the sex goes down the hill and, you know.
But, okay, here's the thing. As a guy, let's say, does the guy need to get dolled up every once in a while or just by occasion? How important is that?
So I think as long as the guy is still willing to pick her up and throw her on the bed and spank her, she's going to respond to him as attractive. However, a nice dinner out at least every other week is necessary because part of what keeps a man and a woman attracted to each other is knowing that the other person has other options that they don't choose to have. Hmm. So, for instance, when you go out with your girl mm-hmm. and she looks hot and there's a lot of guys checking her out,
right.
Aren't you pretty excited that she's with you?
Sure.
And that even makes you more attracted to her than just the fact she looks hot? Vice versa with girls. We're the same. When we go out, we want our guy to be looking good. We want girls' heads to turn and us at the end of the day to be like, that's right, girls, he's mine.
So guys should also sort of retire the dress-down clothes every once in a while and dress
Ooh,
up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah. Okay, so do you know what I'm talking about when I refer to the I've given up sweats?
Yes, I think so. I've seen them.
Okay.
What are they? Many people.
Okay.
The I've given up sweats, aren't they just your basic normal sweats that are like dingy and dirty and not say like tight or attractive or anything like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I personally really like girls in sweats, so I didn't understand this when my friend referenced it to me.
Okay, but there's a difference between like the BB workout sweats or the velour cute matching sweats and the I've given up. I have a pair of I've given up sweats that are worn when it's just me in the house and no one else. It's my UC Santa Barbara sweats.
Okay.
They're about 4 sizes too big.
Okay.
So I have to basically wrap the drawstring around my waist 3 times to hold them in place. And they are not attractive. Anyone who sees me in those sweats and still wants to throw me down on the bed and pull my hair and spank my ass, he has some serious issues that we won't even get into right now.
Right.
That's the I've given up sweats. I really do think, and I've learned this by trial and error. I haven't been the model of, you know, always looking hot. But looking back on some of my relationships where the sex has kind of gone down the hill, you know, I've gotten a little bit too comfortable with wearing unattractive things around the house a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we weren't going out enough, you know, and I wasn't getting dressed up enough, you know, and same thing with him. I think it's honestly a lot easier for girls to look at a guy and be very attractive. I mean, you could walk around in boxers, and as long as, you know, you have a nice physique and everything, she's going to think you're hot. But still, it's nice to see that not only do you appreciate her getting dressed up, that you reciprocate too.
I should match their level once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while.
What's interesting is that I feel like, as, at least for me, if I'm dating somebody and I can get to the point where I've seen them in all their comfort clothes, it's kind of like, oh, cool. Like, I've kind of made it into that sort of intimacy circle of like, yeah, they're going to be in their, you know, sweats. They're going to be in their whatever it may be, comfortableness. But yeah, I mean, you do make a good point that if you see it too often, it might not be a good thing.
I think when you get to the level where she's wearing her matching, you know, BB, Banana Republic, Victoria's Secret sweats.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Honestly, I go shopping in my matching sweats because they're right. Cute and they're tight and, you know, whatever.
They work well.
They're comfortable at the same time, too. When you get to the level where you're going to the bathroom with the door open and you're farting in front of each other, yeah. Too comfortable. That's what you do with your best girl or guy friends.
Yeah.
That's not what you do with someone that you're intimate with. Here's another thing. Baby talk.
Oh, I'm
never
so
acceptable.
Agreed. Yeah.
No one wants to have sex with a baby.
Nobody.
If you do, once again, huge bag of issues that we can't go into right now.
Okay. So I have a final question for you regarding this. Do you own any sweats or pants that have, say, like Sanrio characters or like cute bananas or like Santa Claus on them?
Huh?
No.
Oh, God.
Never.
No.
Okay. How do you feel about guys who might wear, like, own cute pajamas? Like, that's not the kind of guy you go for. Or it's like somebody comes out with, like, you know, like, pajamas that have, like, bananas or monkeys on them.
Is it a joke?
No.
Oh. I'm okay with the plain colored pajama pants on guys.
Yeah.
Or the plaid. I think if there's prints and it's not a joke,
mm-hmm.
or it's worn more than once a month.
Yeah.
Sex is going to go downhill pretty quickly.
Isn't that just incentive to take off the pajamas? Probably not. So you don't own pajama pants with monkeys and stuff on them?
I sleep naked.
Oh.
Or with a nightie on, like okay. A silk nightie.
And women who do wear pajamas with monkeys and stuff, God. Probably they should also consider different nightwear.
Yeah. Okay. Sex is going to... And I know I keep emphasizing on sex. And women, I know I'm going to get a lot of, sex isn't everything. What about right. love and respect
right.
and loyalty? I'm sorry, girls. If you don't have love, respect, and loyalty from your friends, you shouldn't be friends with them. However, you are not monogamous to your friends. And hopefully you're not having sex with all your friends either.
Right.
Maybe one of them. That's another whole thing. Or, wow. Okay. At the same time.
Why not?
But... when it's someone that you're going to be having sex with on a regular basis, things need to be stirred up. And I really do think that sex is an extremely important part of a relationship because otherwise you're just best friends.
True.
Yeah. When you're 50, 60, 70, is sex going to go down the hill? Yeah. And that's when the whole best friend
30,
thing
40.
Kicks in.
20.
When you're, wow, okay.
Right.
And I understand that, you know, when you were with someone for a long time, sex is going to be less frequent, but it still better be crazy. That's just how I feel.
Agreed. So, ixnay on the cute pajamas all around.
I'm just not a fan. No. I mean...
Okay.
When... Well, think about it. Okay. Here's the test. If you could see a 12-year-old wearing those same pajamas, then don't wear them.
Okay. That's actually a great test. If you can see them as a 12-year-old anything, don't go there.
Well, I don't mean like right. as in seeing that person as being 12. I mean if a 12-year-old would be worn, or if the item would be worn by a 12-year-old, then ixnay them.
Amazing. Well, thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I'm sure you'll be back.
See.
Perfect.